The fact that China did not send a high-ranking diplomat to a big power meeting on Iran late last week in New York has spurred suggestions that international resolve on the nuclear issue is fading. But in her meetings with the European officials, Clinton insisted that the United States and allies are focused and unified in their resolve to put additional pressure on Iran in the face of Tehran's continuing rejection of overtures from the five permanent UN Security Council member countries and Germany.
Regrettably, Iran has not responded to that engagement, even as the international community's concern about the intent of Iran's nuclear program has increased. We will continue our close consultation on next steps in keeping with our dual-track approach. But let me be clear, we will not be waited out, and we will not back down.
Clinton spoke at a press event with the new European Union chief diplomat, Catherine Ashton of Britain, who earlier this month succeeded Spain's Javier Solana in the post. She expressed frustration that Solana's contacts with Iran on behalf of the EU had yielded little.
As I have said already, very publicly, we want to have dialogue, but 6 years of dialogue by my predecessor, Javier Solana, has not brought us to the outcome that we would wish, and so we do have to consider what else needs to be done, and we stand ready to do that.
Clinton said despite the level of Chinese representation, the New York meeting had been a productive step toward unified international action. Later, under questioning with her British counterpart David Miliband, Clinton said she believes a path is open to a strongly worded new UN Security Council resolution on Iran, which denies nuclear weapons ambitions. Clinton declined to predict if such a resolution would include new sanctions, but said the entire world has reason to be concerned about the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran.
The prospects of the instability that would potentially ensue from Iran pursuing and achieving a nuclear breakout capacity or even a nuclear weapons program would be so intensely destabilizing. There is not a country in the world that is in the neighborhood, the region, relies on the oil markets that would not be directly affected.
Clinton, Miliband, and Ashton are to attend the British-sponsored conference in London next Thursday, aimed at better coordination of civilian aid to the Afghan government. Miliband said he expects more than 60 countries to take part. David Gollas, VOA News, the State Department.